弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
你们会不会想睡觉？
Do you like to sleep?
早上陈老师跟我们分享了一个很轻松又很有意义的信息。
This morning we enjoy the message of Professor Chen.
今天下午要跟大家分享的信息可能会比较的枯燥。
And this afternoon, we'd like to share with you this message. Maybe it's a bit, I don't know how to say that, dry. It's a bit dry, okay.
So, 希望大家不要睡着了。
So I hope that I will not make you fall asleep.
好，我们先来读两处的圣经。
Let us read two passages of scripture.
我们读以弗所书第四章十七到二十四节。
Let us read Ephesians. Chapter 4, verses 17, verses 23 and 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24.
好，我们就读两节，从二十三到二十四节读一下。
We'd like to read two verses.
我们一起来读。
Let's read these two verses.
又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。好，我们再来读另一处的经文，在弥迦书第六章第八节。
Another passage in the Old Testament, the minor prophet of Micah.Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
我们一起来读弥迦书第六章第八节。
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
好。OK， 好，谢谢。好，今天要跟大家分享一个信息。
This afternoon, our message is regarding.
就是关于灵性更新、与主同行这一个主题。
And that is to renew our spiritual life and to walk with the Lord.
我会分两点来跟大家一同分享。
We will divide this into two parts.
那我们今天是学校的灵修主日。
Today is our spiritual emphasis day.
所以我想跟大家分享一些跟灵性有关的东西。
So we'd like to share something regards to the building up of our spiritual life.
我们要来谈一谈关于灵性和基督徒成长的这一方面的内容。
So we'd like to talk about Christians, how they grow in their spiritual life.
好，我们看，我们平时经常讲灵修和灵性。
When we talk about our devotional life, or we talk about our spiritual life,
我们在进入主题之前，我们先来看看关于灵的东西。
First, we'd like to take note of the word spirit.
好，请你们看这个 PowerPoint.
Let's look at the PowerPoint.
灵这个东西在中国古代的文字里面。
So in our old Chinese classics, it talks also about spirit.
那我们可以看到是由四部分组成。
The word is composed of four parts.
最上面是一个仪。
And the upper portion is rain.
中间是三个口。
In the, below the rain, there are three mouths.
然后接下来有一个工字。
And the lower part is composed of a word, work.
下面有两个人。
And then there are two men beside it.
那中国古代的这个灵字表示
And in the old Chinese classic, it means
有两个人趴在地上献祭。
It's two persons. They bow down on the earth and to offer sacrifices.
在桌子上面有三个三牲，也就是三种动物。
So on top of the altar table, there are three kinds of animals that's being offered.
然后敬拜的时候呢，祈求天降甘雨。
And when they are worshiping, they are actually asking the heaven to give them rain.
可以让大地生生不息。
And so that the earth, you know, will continue to survive.
所以中国古代这个灵字有宗教的含义。
So actually, even in the Chinese word spirit, there is a religious or note to it.
表示人对向神明祈求。
It's talking about man asking a favor from God.
来解决人自己没有办法解决的问题。
In order to solve problems that he cannot solve by himself.
所以灵这个字体现人跟神明之间的关系。
So this word spirit, it talks about the relationship of man with the spiritual being.
后来这个灵字就引申为神灵。
So later on, this word also can talk about the deities.
精神或者灵魂。
Or, you know, our soul or our spirit or a kind of quote-unquote attitude or spirit.
好，我们看中国古代是怎么看人。
So let us also look at how the...In the Chinese classics, how they look at man.
在古中国的古书《尚书·太史》里面讲，为人万物之灵。
So in the classic high official government minister, it talks about only human beings is the spirit of all creature.
人是万物之灵。
Or we can say that man is the spirit of all creature.
表示人跟动物有不同的地方。
It means that men and animals, there's a difference.
唯有人能够跟神明之间有交通。
Only man can communicate with the deities.
人也是万物被造界当中有心智、有智力的存在物。
And therefore, among all the creations or creatures, only man has the will.
我们看到在中国古代的传统里面人有三个层次。
So in Chinese traditional view, there are three parts to a person.
古代的说法叫做精气神。
It talks about essence, energy, and spirit.
用现代的说法叫身心灵。
In today's words, it can be translated as body, mind, and spirit.
表示人是一个整体。
It talks about the wholeness, or man is one whole being.
人有精气神在身体里面。
So in this person, in this man, there is essence, there is energy, and there is spirit.
所以这三样东西缺一不可。
So you have to have these three to be man.
如果你一个人缺少了精或者气或者神，马上就会生病。
If you lack one of these three in a person, then he will get sick.
所以中国的气功就是从这里面去探讨跟发展人灵性方面的能力。
So actually when we talk about 气功, it's really from this point of view.
气功对吗？
气功。
对啊，气功。
好，我们看圣经是怎么描述的。
And let's look at the Bible, how it looks at man.
在创世纪第二章第七节。
So in Genesis chapter 2 verse 2,
说耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
It talks about Yahweh creating man from the dust.
将生气吹在他的鼻孔里面。
And God breathed into his creature.
他就成为有灵的活人。
And he becomes a living soul.
好，我们来看这个词，有灵的活人。
So let's look at this term. He becomes a living being.
这个词也可以翻译成是一个活的灵。
We can say he's a living spirit.
也可以翻译成是一个生命的个体。
And we can say it's a form of life.
在希伯来人的观念当中。
So among the Hebrews, this is their view.
有三个词是用来表示人的。
So there are three terms that can be referred to man.
有一个，第一个词是 nephesh.
The first one is nephesh.
第二个词是 ruah。
The second one is ruach。
第三个词是 let。
The third one is let。
这三个词可以通常翻译成魂、灵跟心。
This can be translated as 魂、soul、spirit and heart。
在希伯来人的观念当中，人是一个整体。
So even among the Hebrews, man is a whole being.
所以希伯来人的观念跟古代希腊哲学的不一样。
So the idea of a man among the Hebrews is different from the Greeks.
在古希腊哲学有一些观念里面。
So among the classical Greek philosophers,
他们认为人的身体是灵魂的坟墓。
They feel that the body is a tomb of the spirit.
身体属于物质的，是恶的。
So the body belongs to the material world, so it is evil.
灵魂是善的。
And the spirit is good.
当人生活在世上的时候，这个灵魂暂时受身体的这个拘束和束缚。
So when a man is born on this earth, the good spirit is temporarily entombed in the body.
人死了以后，灵魂脱离身体，又回到那个从原初出来的那个道里面。
And therefore, when a person died, then the spirit went back to its source.
但是圣经告诉我们，人是一个整体。
But the Bible told us that man is one whole being.
人有身体，有灵魂。
And we have a body, we have a spirit or soul.
我们经常讲灵性。
And when we talk about our spirituality,
那么什么是灵性呢?
What do we mean by spirituality?
好，那从现代医学的角度来看，
现在
医学
from the medical point of view,
那现代医学认为说，每一个人本身存在的内在的那个东西是灵魂。
So even medical view points that inside our body there's a spirit.
所以灵魂是人内在本质的东西。
So it is actually the essence or the inner essence of a man.
是每个人潜在的能力。
And it is there's a potential energy there.
所以这个所谓的灵性就是人整体综合的生命。
So we can say that spirituality is the overall or the totality of a person.
那这个是兰丁格尔对灵魂的看法。
And this is the view of Florence Nightingale about a person.
好，我们从现代生物学的角度来看。
And let us look from the biological aspect or point of view.
从心理学的角度来看。
Or from the psychological point of view.
那有一个人叫马斯洛。
We know about Maslow.
他讲过一句话。
And he has spoken.
他认为灵性就是人生的价值观。
And he talks about spirituality and he equates that with our value system.
或者灵性就是每个人对生命所固有的那个价值。
Or how they view the value of life.
灵性是对生命的追寻。
So our spirituality is really the pursuit of life.
所以当一个生命在追寻的时候，就是他的灵性在成长。
So if you are pursuing life, that means your spirit is also growing or maturing.
那我们就从现代医学、心理学的角度来讲灵性。
And let us take a look from the medical and psychological point of view of spiritual life.
我们把灵性当成是一种生命的意义。
And we equate that as the meaning or essence of life.
以及人生价值的属灵向度。
属灵向度。
的属灵的那个方面。
Okay, so it's the spiritual dimension of a person.
那所谓的生命的意义是指生存的意义。
That is the meaning of existence.
受苦的意义。
The meaning of suffering.
死亡的意义。
The meaning of death.
个人的价值是指人与自我。
And when you talk about value, it is your personal view.
人与他人。
You and other people.
人与至高者之间的关系。
And the relationship between man and the highest being, and that is God.
那这个是现代人对灵性的看法。
These are some of the viewpoints of spirituality or the spiritual life from the modern people.
特别是在现代的心理学跟医学对这种灵性的认识。
Especially from the modern medical and psychological researches.
所以我们可以把灵性当成是人生的价值和生命的意义两个向度。
We can equate that about as the value of a person and the meaning of life.
灵性是人里面那个非物质部分的活动。
So that is the non-material active portion of a person.
区别于这个物体活动的那一部分。
It is very different from the material, the flesh.
但是灵性跟物质身体又有关联。
And yet,our spirit and our body is related.
当一个人的内心太过痛苦的时候，他会生病。
So if you are hurt in your spirit, you are going to also get sick physically.
这表示人的灵性跟身体之间是整合在一起的。
So this will show us that our spirit and our body is a whole.
所以当我们把灵性当作生命的追求和人生价值的时候
，So when we consider our spiritual life as the pursuit of life and the value of life，
那这个灵性不单是属于基督教的东西
，So it's something that it belongs to the Christianity。
我们在其他的宗教也可以看到相关的论述。
Actually, we can see the same kind of viewpoints from other forms of religion。
好，我们首先来看第一个方面。
First, let us take a look.
灵性更新，人生价值的重整。
Spiritual renewal, the reorganization of the value of life.
刚才我们读以弗所书第四章的时候
，When we read Ephesians chapter 4 a while ago，
如果我们现在一起来读一下17到19节。
Let us read verses 17 to 19. Ephesians chapter 4, 17 to 19.
以弗所书第四章十七到十九节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 19.
我们一起来读一下。
Let us read it together.
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord,
that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
在以弗所书第四章十七到十九节里面
，So in Ephesians chapter 4 verses 17 to 19，
我们看到一个关于人犯罪堕落之后的表现。
It is showing us how men live after they have fallen into sin。
希望的心，
希望
虚假的，
虚假。Okay， the hypocritical heart。
心地昏暗
，or we can say a futility in their thinking, darkened in their understanding.
与神的生命隔绝
，and we are separated from the life of God.
无知
，and we are ignorant.
无良
，and we do not know what is good.
自私
，and we are we only look to our own interests.
那我们看到人在犯罪堕落之后
，so after man fell into sin，
人在知识论和伦理道德上出现了问题。
So we got into a problem of morality.
人以利己为自己生活的目的。
So we man just simply focus on self-interest and you know in his life.
人失去了神的形象。
And we lost a part of the image of God.
所以人渐渐的跟神所造的那个形象那个生命慢慢的隔绝。
So slowly we are separated from the life that God has intended for us.
所以当亚当犯罪以后，神说你会死。
So after Adam sinned, he said, you are going to die.
许多的神学家认为那是指人灵性上的死亡。
Many theologians think that that is talking about spiritual death.
因为当亚当吃分别善恶果子的时候，他没有马上就死。
Because Adam did not die right away when he ate the forbidden fruit.
可是在神的眼中，亚当犯罪，灵性已经死亡。
But in the sight of God, Adam sinned and therefore his spirit has already died.
所以神把亚当赶出伊甸园。
And God drove Adam out of the Garden of Eden.
亚当跟神的生命隔绝。
And his life was separated from God.
因为神不再让他吃生命树上的果子。
And God will forbid him to eat of the fruit of life.
当一个人犯罪以后，
After a man sinned,
他失去了神所赐的生命。
He has lost the life that God has given him.
所以我们看到在人的生命里面，渐渐的有很多跟神本来形象没有去追求神本来那个形象的东西出现。
So after man fell into sin, he did not pursue what is the attributes of God, or what are the attributes of God.
我们只要看今天的社会，我们就可以看见。
When we look at our society today, we can see that very easily.
我们看到人类的战争是从来没有停止。
We have observed that wars has never stopped.
讲到小的方面，人自私的行为也是从来没有停止过。
And we can see also that the selfishness of man has never diminished.
人所行的跟神所要求的相去甚远。
And what men are doing is in a different direction than what God desires.
所以人在认识论和伦理方面失去了神所造的那个原有的形象。
So man has lost that image of God in terms of his morality.
保罗说人不认识上帝。
And Paul said man does not know God or he's ignorant of God.
没有义人一个都没有。
And there's no one that is righteous.
没有一个人寻求上帝。
And there's no one who seeks after God.
人寻求的是自我的满足。
And everybody seeks to just satisfy himself.
人寻求的是自我私欲的扩张。
And man seeks to expand his own desires.
这个我们可以从旧约的巴别塔可以看得出来。
From the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament, we can see this kind of attitude.
保罗说你们要脱去旧人。
Paul said we must take away or take off the old man.
你们要穿上新人。
And we must put on the new man.
所谓穿上新人就是恢复神的形象。
When we talk about taking on the new man, it is really restoring the image of God in man.
成为基督的样式。
And we will become Christ-like.
我们看以弗所书四章二十三到二十四节。
So let us look at Ephesians 4, 23 and 24.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
So that the attitude of your minds will be made new.
并且穿上新人。
And that has put on the new man or the new self.
这新人是照着神的形象造的。
This new self is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
In righteousness and holiness.
好，我们看什么是新人的形象。
So let us see what is that image of a new man.
这个新人就是有神的形象。
The new man has the image of God.
保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们神的形象是什么。
So what did Paul tell us about the image of God in Ephesians?
这个神的形象有真理，有圣洁，有公义。
The image of God is characterized.By true righteousness and holiness.
神的形象里面有真理的成分。
So in the image of God, there is truth.
神的形象里面有公义的成分。
In the image of God, there is righteousness.
神的形象里面有圣洁的成分。
In the image of God, there is the aspect of holiness.
当人犯罪以后，失去了这一些的应本来应当有的神的形象。
When man fell into sin, he lost all of these three.
所以人与神的生命隔绝。
So man is separated. Man's life is separated from God's life.
接着耶稣基督的救赎。
But through the salvation of Jesus Christ,
保罗说我们要披上基督。
Paul said,
披戴基督。
We must put on Christ.
表示这个人里面的生命需要被基督所更新。
That is that the life of the man, his inner man, must be renewed by Christ.
这个是人恢复神形象的一个必须的步骤。
And that is rediscovering the image of God in man.
没有人能靠着自己能够恢复神原来所造的那个形象。
The man on his own, by his own effort, he cannot regain the image of God in himself.
除非你认识神的儿子。
Not until you know the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
除非你披戴基督。
Not until you take on Christ.
让基督来更新你的生命。
And allow Jesus Christ to renew your life.
我们刚才讲到关于灵性的东西。
A while ago, we talked about the nature of a man's spirit.
我们讲灵性的更新。
And we talked about the renewal of a man's spirit.
我们用现代的说法表示人生价值的重建。
And in our modern day's term, it is the reconstruction of the value of a person.
这就是保罗所说的披戴基督。
That is really what Paul is saying, that we must put on Jesus Christ.
但是你讲灵性的时候很抽象。
And yet, this is very abstract.
当我们想到这个灵的东西的时候，很多的时候我们不知道怎么表述这个灵的东西。
Many times when you talk about the Spirit, we do not know how to express it.
那如果我们从一个简单的心理学和医学的层面来看。
But if we simply take it from the viewpoint of the medical and the psychological viewpoint,
我们看到每一个人都有灵性的需要。
We will see that every person has that need of so-called spirituality.
一个人的事业成不成功。
Whether a person is successful in his profession,
会影响到他对自我的认识
will influence his view about himself.
影响到他自我的发展
and it will influence the development, his self-development.
所以人的事业、工作跟灵性是有关系的
So even our profession is closely related to our spiritual being.
每一个人都在选择自己合适的工作
Everybody would like to selectthe profession that is most suitable for him.
但是不是每一个人能够找到合意的工作。
And yet, not everyone will be able to find the most suitable profession.
如果一个人在工作场里面不顺利的话。
So if a person is not successful in his profession,
会影响到这个人对价值的重建的那种障碍。
Then it will be a hindrance to the reconstruction of his spiritual life.
特别是弟兄
especially man.
一个男人这一生当中很注重的就是事业。
For men, we focus on our profession.
所以当一个男人事业失败的时候，有时候他很难以承受。
So it is very hard for a man to bear the fact if he did not succeed in his profession.
可能有时候因为事业上的失败，摧毁了他整个人生的价值。
So maybe his failure in his profession could take away his whole life.
在日本，很多男人自杀是因为事业上的失败。
So in Japan, many men, that is the male, committed suicide is because they failed in their profession.
所以事业跟人生的价值有很相关的联系。
So the success in our profession is closely related to the value of our life.
经济对人的影响也很重大。
And money or economy is also very closely related to our life.
我们看到有些人有钱的时候很开心，没有钱的时候就很伤心。
It is very obvious when a person is wealthy, then he is very happy, and then he is very sad when he is poor.
有很多人用金钱来衡量自我的价值。
And many people measure their value by money.
很多人也用钱来衡量跟别人之间的关系。
And they also use money to measure their relationship with other people.
所以经济对人生价值的重建也有影响。
So money also affects the renewal of a person's spiritual life.
社交也一样。
And also our social life, it also affects our value system.
我们看到喜欢社交的人一般都是比较慷慨的人。
So we can see those who are more sociable, they are also more generous in using money.
有些人很害怕自己有很多的亲戚。
Some people do not like a lot of relatives.
特别是很穷的亲戚。
Especially if your relatives are poor.
当穷的亲戚来找你的时候，
So
when
your poor relatives come to you, then your heartbeat increase, beats faster.
有时候会害怕，这个人来找我是不是来借钱？
So you always be thinking, is he coming again to borrow money from me?
所以这个社会人际的关系也影响到人自身价值的重建。
So the social relationship also affects our personal value system.
还有婚姻上面的影响。
Of course, marriage also affects our life.
一个人结婚幸不幸福，影响了这一个人后半生的年日。
So if a marriage is happy or good, it will also affect the latter half of a person's life.
如果你娶到一个很好的妻子，
If you are able to marry a very good wife,
真的是神的一种赐福。
It is really a big blessing.
如果你娶到一个不好的太太，
If you have a bad wife,
那你这一辈子可能会成为哲学家。
Then you will become a philosopher. Philosopher?
Philosopher. 你们知道苏格拉底的太太这个脾气是很不好的。
We know that the wife of Socrates, her temperament is not very good.
有一次她在跟一个人聊天的时候，
So when Socrates was talking to another person one time,
讲得太起兴了，忘了回家。
And they were so engrossed in their talking, so he forgot to go home.
所以他的太太在楼上看到很生气。
And the wife found him and was very angry.
很大声地喊，苏格拉底，给我回来。
And she shouted, Socrates, come home.
苏格拉底听到之后，
After Socrates heard his wife's yelling,
马上拿起一把伞来。
Then he took out his umbrella.
他赶紧用伞遮着自己。
And he used umbrella to hide himself.
然后对他的朋友说，这个雷声之后可能会有暴雨。
He told his friend, after the thunder, the rain might come.
果然过了一会儿，他的太太就从楼上一瓶水就泼下来。
And sure enough, after a while, his wife, pour water from the top floor.
所以苏格拉底说，如果你娶到一个不好的太太，可能你会成为哲学家。
So Socrates said, if you do not have a good wife, most likely you become a philosopher.
他会给你更多关于这个人生、婚姻各方面的思考。
And he will help you to think about facts in life, including your marriage.
好，我们来看人生价值重建，关于家庭方面的影响。
And let's also see how this will affect our family life.
一个家庭对一个人的价值的重建是很重要的。
The family life of a person is very important to the renewal of his spiritual life.
中国人说上梁不正下梁歪。
The Chinese would say that if the upper pillar is not straight, then the lower pillar will also be slanted.
所以父母的这种品格对子女的发展影响很大。
So, the character of parents, will surely influence the character of their children.
我们看到在中国发生了很多儿童犯罪的事情。
In China, we also see a lot of juvenile delinquency.
有一个社会学的研究发现。
Somebody who do research, they found out.
这些犯罪的青少年很多来自单亲的家庭。
Many of these juvenile delinquents, they come from a single home.
可能有一些没从小没有父亲的关爱。
Many of them come from families wherein they lost their father very early in life.
可能有一些人没有母亲的关怀。
There are some who do not have the care of a mother.
所以在他成长的这个人格的品格的塑造的过程当中，失去了某一方面他所需要的东西。
So in as he developed his character in his growing years, then he would miss either side of what he needs.
如果你从学校里面，你可以发现。
In the schools, we can find out.
那些很自信的小孩子，基本上都是有双亲的。
For children who are very confident or they have self-confidence, usually they have both of the parents with them.
那些比较不自信的孩子，可能都是因为家庭某一方面的问题，导致他们这种产生这种不自信的表现。
For those who are less confident, it's because that there are some family problems.
当然，我们求神保守他们。
But we pray that God will also take care of them.
但是我们讲一个人人生重建的时候，人生价值重建的时候，家庭的影响是很重大的。
So as we talk about the rebuilding of our value in life, our family is very important.
我们把这一个关于一个人的各方面的东西当成是一个人生价值的重建。
So every aspect of our life, it is part of the renewal of our value in life.
所以当我们讲到灵性更新的时候，我们不讲抽象的东西。
So when we talk about the renewal of our spirit, we do not just want to talk about the abstract side of it.
我们要讲很真实的东西。
We would like to talk about something that is really very practical and real.
所以我们把灵性的更新跟人生价值的重建连在一起。
That is why we put together the construction of our value system and the meaning of life together.
很多人发现
，Many people find out，
你的健康会失去。
One day we can lose our health。
可能你的家庭也会有破碎。
Maybe your family will also suffer in certain ways.
可能一个人的事业会失败。
Maybe you will fail in your profession.
可能是家，可能是婚姻上面的破裂。
Or maybe your marriage or your family is broken.
但是这一辈子你握在手中不会失去的就是你的信仰。
But what you cannot lose in your life, and that is your, quote unquote, your belief.
所以我们说信仰是人生命一切的基础。
Or we can say belief or faith, that is the foundation of a person's life.
一个人人生价值如何建立是跟他的信仰有关系的。
So how to build the value into your life, it is really based on what you believe in.
一个好的信仰能够使一个人价值重建，获得很好的基础。
So if you have a real faith or genuine belief, that will be very valuable to the establishment of your values in life.
那如果一个人信错了，那可能会毁了这个人的一生。
But if you believe in the wrong belief or God, then it could destroy your whole life.
所以信仰是一切生活的基础。
So we can say that our belief or our faith is the foundation of our life.
很多人觉得信仰可有可无。
Some people feel that it's okay whether you want to believe in God or not.
宗教不过是教人行善。
All religion is teaching people to do good.
我自己可以行善，我就自己成为自己的宗教。
If I can do good on my own, then I have my own religion.
但是人行善需要有一个基础。
And yet to do good, you must have a foundation.
什么力量去支撑你行善？
So what would be that power that would enable you to be able to do good?
但是信仰又超越行善。
But religion or faith, it is over and beyond, or it supersedes just simply doing good.
信仰可以帮助一个人在事业、社交各方面能够重整他的人生的价值。
And your faith or what you believe in, that will also help you in all your life's aspect to rebuild or to build up your value system.
第二个方面。
第二。
第二个方面。
Secondly,
我们看一个关于生命意义的追寻。
The search for the meaning of life.
好，每一个人都在讲意义。
We want to talk about significance or meaning.
那什么是意义？
What is the significance or meaning?
意义关系到一个人存在的目的。
That concerns our purpose in life.
康德曾经提出有四个问题。
Immanuel Kant, he has raised four questions.
第一个问题,
the first one,
我可以知道什么?
What can I know?
第二个问题, 我可以做什么?
Secondly, what can I do?
第三个问题, 我能够期望什么?
Third question, what can I hope for?
第四个问题, 人是什么?
And the fourth question, what is man?
在基督教里面有一个很有名的一个伦理学家。
We have a very famous person in Christianity.
Hobbes. 这个人提出人的品格跟伦理之间的关系。
Stanley Hobbes.
Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley. Hobbes. 你再重复。
他提出人的品格和伦理之间的关系。
He talks about the relationship of our character and our ethics.
我们今天所做的
what we do today,
其实跟我们过去所接受的信仰有关系。
It is actually very greatly influenced by what we believe in the past.
我们将来所要做的跟我们今天所接受的信仰也有关系。
What we're going to do in the future, it will also be greatly affected by what we believe today.
所以人不是一个把自己跟过去、现在和将来分割掉的一个东西。
So as a man, we really cannot divide up our life into past, present, and future.
他认为说，一个人首先你要知道我是谁。
So according to him, we must know who we are.
你要知道我做人是为什么。
And we must know why we are here.
然后才能够决定你现在的行动。
Then that will determine what you're going to do today.
一个基督徒跟一个非基督徒之间不同的地方。
So the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is this.
比如在行善这一方面。
For example, talking about doing good.
为什么要把钱奉献出来?
Why do we want to offer our money?
因为这是基督徒信仰所要求的。
Because it's part of our faith in Christianity.
但是对一个非基督徒来说,
But for someone who is non-Christian,
没有什么理由要求他要奉献。
He can understand, you know, why he should give.
虽然奉献是信仰所要求的。
Although we can say that offering is part of the requirement of our faith, of our belief.
但是这个信仰不是你这一刻行善所产生的能力。
这个信仰不是。
不是这一刻行善所产生的能力。
OK。
你行善不是因为你现在有善。
有善。OK。So you are good. Yeah. You are able to do good today. It's not because you have that goodness today.
因为你所接受的信仰。使你产生善的行为。
But it's because of what you believe, that will determine that you will do good.
在弥迦书第六章第八节。
So in Micah, the book of Micah,
我们一起来看。
In chapter 6, verse 8.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
He has showed you, O man, what is good.
他向你所要的是什么？
What does the Lord requires of you?
只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
在弥迦书里面讲到什么是善。
So in the book of Micah, it talks about what is goodness.
善在古代中国的文化里面表示完满、完好。
In the traditional Chinese point of view, it talks about wholeness.
在老子的观念里面，善就是真实。
And according to Lao Tzu, goodness is perfect.
你真实所做的生活的生活上的真实就是善。
What Lao Tzu means is it is something real. The things that are real is good.
在苏格拉底看来，美德就是善。
According to Socrates, virtue is equated with goodness.
亚里士多德也说过一句话。
And Aristotle also said,
善就是幸福。
Goodness is also a kind of good fortune or blessing.
那是灵魂的一种活动。
And that is an action of your spirit.
在中国的古书大贤里面。
And in the great learning classic of the Chinese classics,
讲到大学之道，在明明德，在亲民，在止于至善。
What the great learning teaches is to illustrate illustrious virtues and to renovate the people and to the rest, and that is in the highest excellence.
你们看到这个 logo 是崇基学院的那个校徽。
That is the logos of my school at Chongqi Seminary.
上面有一个景教的标志。
景教。There is a sign of the Nestorian a sign in China. Okay, before.
下面有四个字，止于至善。
止于至善。Okay. So down there, there is these four words, and that is to rest in the highest excellence.
好，我们看，善是神给人的要求。
So to do good, that is God's requirement.
但是善从不同的文化里面可以发现，其实善的终极目的就是完满幸福。
So even in different cultural backgrounds, talking about goodness or what is good, it is.A sign of being perfect or wholesome.
在弥迦书第六章第八节告诉我们什么是善。
So in Micah 6:8, it tells us what is good.
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God.
公义、怜悯、谦卑。是基督徒属灵的三个品德。
So justice and mercy and humility, those are the three virtues of Christians.
所以在许多不同的文化里面，善是人生命最终所追求的目标。
So even in many cultures, these are the things that people pursue ultimately.
好，我们看。当我们讲到公义、怜悯、谦卑的时候
，So when we talk about being just and the love of mercy and walking humbly before God，
我们谈到这个是对生命意义的追求
，And this is the pursuit of meaning in life。
在现代的医学临床里面的发现
，And in what the medical practitioners find out today.
他们发现一个人当他得了癌症的时候
They found out that when a person discovers that he has cancer,
他们会有灵性上面的需要
And they have a spiritual need.
有一些人当他得癌症的时候他会寻求对宗教信仰的支持
For those who discover they have cancer,then they will pursue some kind of belief or religion.
有一些病人会寻求希望和力量的来源。
And the patients, they will seek for hope and power.
有一些病人 会寻求他人的关爱。
And for some, they will seek for the care from other people.
当一个人的生命要走到结束的时候，他会寻求生命和人生的意义。
So when a person is nearing the end of his life, then he thinks about the meaning of life.
这就是为什么很多人在活着的时候不信，临死之前他要决定有信仰。
And that is why, you know, people when they are alive and well, they don't want to believe. And when they know that they are dying, then they want to believe.
所以对生命的追求不单单是一个有病的人。
So the pursuit of life does not only happen to those who are sick.
对生命的追求应该是每一个人所都有的。
It must be the pursuit of every person, even if you are well.
只是没有人会去把它分得那么清楚。
It's only that we sometimes do not differentiate this so much.
可能对有一些人来说，今朝有酒今朝醉，这就是最大的幸福。
For some, you know, the greatest blessing is if you have wine today, you can get drunk today.
可能对有一些人来说，他工作赚钱满足之后，他就认为说这个就是人生的意义。
Maybe for some, they will feel that if you're successful in your business and you have a lot of money, that is true meaning in life.
但是信仰告诉我们，
But our faith tells us,
人的生命需要追求一种意义。
In our life, we should pursue significance or meaning.
如果这种生命的意义是很物质的，
If our significance is based on material things,
那这种意义对他来说是很狭小的。
And we can say that this is something that is very narrow.
好像一个气球。
It's just like a balloon.
你有多大的气，它就能够形成多大的盐。
If you have a large, big breath, then you can blow the balloon big.
你气越大，这个吹出来的这个气球就越大越盐。
If you have more air in your lungs, then you can make the balloon bigger.
同样，生命需要意义来填满。
And the same way that our life also needs the significance or meaning.
一个有病的人，
For someone who is sick,
他的心灵会忧伤，
His spirit will grieve.
他会常常害怕失去某一些的东西，
And he will worry about losing certain things.
到最后他最害怕失去的就是生命，
And of course at the end he's afraid of losing his life.
很多人以为小孩跟老年人没有这种生命的意义。
Sometimes you feel that old people and young people they don't think about the meaning of life.
可能这个只是哲学家或者宗教家自己的想法。
Maybe that's what the philosophers think.
其实不是这样子。
Actually, it is not.
一个小孩或者一个老年人也有追求生命的意义。
Whether you are young or you are old,They both think about the meaning of life.
小孩子从小他就会有选择的能力。
A young child, he already knows how to select or choose or make a choice or decision.
当他拿到一样东西的时候，如果这个东西很烫，他马上会把手收回来。
When he grabs something that's really hot, then he will put it down and retract his hand.
那如果这个东西可以拿在手上又很好玩的时候，他会一直拿着这个东西不晃。
But if that certain thing is, you know, very nice to play with, then he will hold on to it.
所以一个小孩子从小他也会懂得去选择。
So even a child is young, he knows how to make some decisions.
他知道这个东西他能不能把它把握住。
He will know whether he can grip or get hold of this thing.
如果你把东西从他手里拿走的时候，他会很生气，会哭。
So if you take away what he is holding on, he will be very angry and he will cry.
为什么会这样？
Why did he respond in such a way?
因为他知道有一些东西他是需要去把它抓住、把握住的。
Because he knows that there are certain things in life that he must hold on.
一个老年人，
For a person who is in his senior years,
当他年老的时候，
When he is old,
如果子女不在身边，
and the children are not around him,
他的心会很忧伤，
and his heart will be very sorrowful.
因为他把儿女当成是他这一生生命 的意义。
Because for him, children is the prize of his life.
所以每一个父母都希望自己的儿女能够更好的成长。
So every parent would like their children to be successful.
老人也是如此。
For old people, it's the same way.
如果他的里面没有什么东西可以去追求的话，他只会去关心外面的东西。
外面是指什么？
外面
表面的。
表面的东西。
So if there is nothing better for him to pursue, he will just be pursuing the superficial things.
所以人的生命需要有某一些东西去追求。
So in our life, we need to be in pursuit of something.
当你去追求的时候，
when you are pursuing,
你会发现自己的人生跟之前不一样。
Then you'll find out that your life is different from before.
我相信在座很多的人，
Well, I'm very sure that all of us here,
如果神没有呼召你，
If God did not call you,
可能你就不会离开自己的家乡来到这个地方。
Then you will not leave your home and then come here.
当你来到这个地方的时候，
When you came to this place,
你会发现你的人生有一些新的意义在里面。
You will find out that in your life there are some new significance or meaning.
你会发现你的生命有一些的满足。
And you will find certain satisfaction in your life.
因为你找到你人生最重要的东西。
Because you have found the most important thing in your life.
因为你找到了基督。
Because you have found Jesus Christ.
你在这里，你有了一个对生命新的理解。
And you have a new understanding of life.
所以你以后的人生会完全的不一样。
And therefore, your life later on will be vastly different.
在马可福音第八章里面，
In Mark chapter 8,
耶稣问彼得说，
Jesus asked Peter,
人说我是谁？
Who do people say that I am?
彼得说你是基督。
And to the second question, Peter responded, You are the Christ.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are the Son of the eternal or living God.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
人子要受苦，被祭司长和文士鞭打。
The Son of Man is going to suffer under the scribes and the Pharisees.
并且被钉在十字架上，第三天复活。
And he will be nailed to the cross, and on the third day,He will resurrect again.
所以这个基督是受苦的人子，人子是受苦的基督。
So the Christ that we know is a suffering Christ.
另外我们在福音书里面还看到一个故事。
In the Gospels, we also read this story.
在路加里面讲到了一个关于好撒玛利亚人的故事。
We all know the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke.
这个故事告诉我们谁是我们的邻舍。
And this story tells us who is our neighbor.
耶稣在这个故事里面告诉我们，有需要的人就是我们的邻舍。
From this parable, we know that whoever has a need, then he is our neighbor.
好，我们看一个基督徒灵性的成长。
So as we look at the maturity of the spiritual life of a Christian,
当他在追求生命的完满的时候，
As we look toward or we pursue the wholeness of life,
不单是关系到自己，
it's not only about ourselves,
还关系到他跟别人，
it concerns his relationship with other people.
所以教会是一个团契的群体。
So the church is really a fellowship of lives.
基督徒在灵性上面的成长，
So the growth of a Christian in his life,
需要他跟其他人不同关系来一同的塑造。
He needs the fellowship of the other believers in order to mold his life.
当我们在追求这个生命更加成长的时候，我们需要有实践的行动。
So as we seek for maturity in our spiritual life, we must take some actions.
在尼迦书里面告诉我们，
So actually, in the book of Micah, it says,
神不喜悦物质的祭物。
Actually, what God likes are not the material sacrifices.
神喜悦灵性的祭物。
God, what God or what pleases God are spiritual sacrifices.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul told us,
将身体献上，当作活祭。
We must offer up our body as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
Is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It is pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
It's only rational or natural for you to serve in this manner.
好，我们今天从两个题目去分享关于灵性的成长。
So today we view the building up of our, or the maturing of our spiritual life from two aspects.
当我们讲到灵性更新的时候，我们把它跟人生价值的重建联系在一起。
So when we talk about spiritual renewal,It's also really a reorganization of our life value.
当我们讲与主同行的时候，我们把它跟生命的意义的追寻联系在一起。
And when we talk about walking with the Lord, we connect that with the seeking of the meaning of life.
我们通过从一个人的事业、经济、家庭、婚姻来分析一个人灵性的成长。
So even we also analyze through.A man's profession, his family, and how that affects his spiritual life.
我们发现灵性关系到一个人的生老病死。
So we discover that a man's life or his spiritual life is affected by his birth, by his sickness, and by death.
灵性关系到他的家庭、婚姻、事业各方面的东西。
And it affects every aspect of his life, including his profession and his family.
所以灵性不是虚幻的东西。
So actually, when you talk about spiritual life, it is not something abstract.
我们讲灵性的时候，也不把它跟一些很神奇神话的东西联系在一起。
And when we talk about spiritual life, it's not something that is mystical.
我们讲灵性的时候，我们跟很现实的东西联系在一起。
When we talk about spiritual life, actually, it is related to very practical aspects of our life.
我们看到刚才。里面的一些的观点。
So as we look at some of the viewpoints that we have taken up,
是从关于这个临床牧养关怀里面的东西摘取出来的。
Actually, these are taken from the actual experiences of those medical personnel who have taken care of their patients.
如果你有读过临床牧养关怀。
So when we talk about pastoral care,
那你会知道怎么样去关心一个病人的灵性。
You will know also how to take care of the spiritual life of a patient.
在香港有很多的医院有一个 CP 的课程。
In the many hospitals of in Hong Kong, they have a certain program, CT.
CP.
Care pastoral.
Care pastoral.
And that is pastoral care.
Clinical pastoral education.
Pastoral education. 教牧。
这个临床牧养关怀的教义。
So that's a pastoral care education.
他讲到人的灵性是很实在的东西。
So it's telling us that the spiritual life of a person is something very real.
不是那种虚无缥缈的东西。
It's just something floating in the sky. It is not abstract.
人的灵性跟人的身体是整合在一起的。
So our spiritual life and our body is one.
所以我们看到灵性关系到一个人人生价值的重建。
So we can see that our spiritual life is really also connected to the organization of our values in life.
灵性关系到一个人生命意义的追求。
It also is related to the seeking of meaning in life.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless each of you.
好，我们分享到这里。
This is what we'd like to share this afternoon.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你的恩典，因为你让我们看到我们是你所造的人，我们有灵性的需要。主啊，我们也看见你造我们的时候，你按照你的形象和样式来造我们。但是当我们犯罪堕落以后，我们失去了你的形象，所以求主你怜悯我们，让我们能够 在基督里面重新找回你所造我们的那个形象，也让我们的灵性能够在基督里面能够得到成长，让我们人生的追求能够真正建立在我们的信仰里面。主，我们谢谢你，也让我们能够把我们自己分我们的信仰跟其他人来分享，使人一同来得福音的好处。求主你看顾和保守我们，继续带领我们以下的时间。我们靠主耶稣基督的名。